Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Yo, what's up? When I left this morning, when I drove at like 8 a.m., it was pouring. I mean, it was just driving through puddles. I don't know if I was going to make it. Because when you drive on the West Side Highway and there's like these giant puddles and half the people don't know how to drive, they're speeding right through it. Water's getting all over my car. I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm going to make it here. And now, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Saturday here in New York City. My name is Evan Roberts, Lou Gower, Rosenberg, even JJ on the other side. And last night was a special night because believe it or not, for the first time in 11 days, 11 long agonizing days, the New York Yankees and the New York Mets won on the same freaking day. How about that? That's a lot to get to. Let me start off because I want to be positive. I want to be happy. I want to be smiling. And that positive is Masahiro Tanaka if you're a Yankee fan. Because last night he was great. Now, the Yankee offense couldn't figure out Yu Darvish. They were given a gift from the gods when after 88 pitches, Yu Darvish comes out of this game. But Tanaka was excellent. And it felt like it was going to be another one of those frustrating nights at Yankee Stadium where you get this great performance out of Tanaka, the offense can't hit, you're down 1-0 into the ninth, but Matt Bush and the Ranger bullpen, who has a great knack of blowing saves, gave it up to Brett Gardner. Brett hit a clutch home run, and then Ronald Torres bailed out Chris Carter. But here's the good news about Chris Carter last night, who came up in another spot where good contact could win the game for the Yankees. Chris Carter did what he does best, right? Didn't come through. After the game, I'm envisioning, I don't know if this happened, but I'm envisioning Joe Girardi just walking into Cashman's office saying, Brian, please get rid of him. Nice guy, cool dude. I'd like to have dinner with him, but the guy can't hit. The guy can't field. I have no other options. Get rid of him. And in the wee hours of the night, Yankee fans, congratulations. Chris Carter isn't a New York Yankee anymore. And you can't blame Brian Cashman for giving it a try. This was a guy that led the league in home runs last year. But his time with the New York Yankees, which was elevated by Greg Bird's injury, because the plan all along was for Greg Bird to mostly play first base and even eventually face left-handers. The plan all along was that. Greg Bird doesn't hit. Greg Bird gets hurt. Now Chris Carter's got to play every day. They don't love the idea of Matt Holliday playing a lot of first base. So Chris Carter every day. And Chris Carter was a failure. He was terrible defensively. He struck out every other time up. Sure, he ran into a couple of home runs. That's great. But it seemed like every time there was a big spot, not every time, but you know what I mean, most of the time. I don't want to say every. Most of the time, Chris Carter found himself striking out in a big spot. And that was it. That was his undoing. So last night, if you're a Yankee fan, went from potentially a frustrating, awful night into really an all-time great night because you got the great performance out of Tanaka, you won the game, and Chris Carter's gone. I mean, seriously, you hit the trifecta if you're a Yankee fan. And maybe a win like that, that's a modest, hey, they've won two out of their last three games. You know, they split the last two with the Angels. They win last night, so it's modest. But maybe a win like last night with Torres coming up big. And I'm hearing Yankee fans now talking about Torres like, you know, he's the second coming. But, hey, he's a good little ball player. That's for damn sure. And who doesn't love a guy who can become a Major League Baseball player at like 5'6 and 5'7? It's kind of why I love Jose Altuve. It's why I used to like John Cangelosi. So you respect that. Absolutely. And he came through with a big hit last night and has really been a valuable piece off the bench. And it's not going to be long before everybody's screaming, forget Chase Headley, play Torreyes every day. I think he would be exposed every single day. I know we did a really good job filling in for DD at shortstop earlier this season, but I don't know if he's an everyday player. He is certainly an incredibly valuable utility player, and he came up big last night. But last night turned out to be a perfect night for the Yankees. Tanaka, a win. Goodbye, Chris Carter. And you get what we've been talking about for weeks, and that's Tyler Austin. And here's the difference. Like, if Tyler Austin comes up here and struggles, which is possible, he's a young player, he had a little bit of experience last year. I think he had 4 or 5 home runs last year. But if he struggles, Yankee fans are going to have more patience. They're not going to boo him the way they booed Chris Carter last night, because even though this has turned into a year now with expectations, as this team sits 9 games above 500 and tied for first place, but technically ahead. So even though the expectations have moved up quite a bit, when it comes down to it, Yankee fans want to see the young players. And for the most part, they've been pleased with the young players, because you have Aaron Judge, like, potentially having an MVP season this year. But Yankee fans want to see Tyler Austin. And now he's here. And who knows about Greg Bird? Who knows about how often Girardi's going to feel comfortable with playing Matt Holliday at first base? But here's the other reason why this is the perfect time to call up Tyler Austin. If Greg Bird doesn't come back, and maybe even if he does and doesn't hit, the Yankees should know in the short term, not necessarily the long term, should they make a move at first base? Because July 31st is coming. We are a little over a month away, and certainly back of the rotation, bullpen help, you could bring all that stuff up to help improve this baseball team. But right now they're relying on a young Tyler Austin at first base and the question of Greg Bird at first base. I think it would behoove Brian Cashman to find out a little bit in the next month on if he should go out and add a veteran. Because there are going to be some, potentially, shouldn't say definitely, because the Royals are kind of a wild card in this whole thing. They had a great comeback win last night against the Blue Jays, and they are in it in the American League Central, despite the fact that half their team are free agents. Now, I'm still skeptical, because I still look at the Royals, and I can see them at 3-4 games out, controversially selling off players. And we've seen it before. We saw it with the White Sox, the famous white flag deals from a couple of decades ago. And I think they'd be able to get away with it because of the fact they won a championship. And they've been to 2 World Series where they'd say to their fans, look, sure won a race, but a lot of these guys are free agents. We're not bringing a lot of them back. I don't know financially if they're going to commit long-term to Eric Hosmer or Lorenzo Cain and Mike Moustakas. The odds are 2 of them are probably gone. Maybe all 3. We'll see. The market will probably dictate it. So I could see them, even if they're 3-4 games out, still making moves. Now, if they move into first place in the next month, I don't know. That's a tougher sell. It's a tougher sell when you're in first place trying that. And I bring this up because could the Yankees use Eric Hosmer? Sure. He's a big upgrade over what they have now. I mean, most first basemen are a big upgrade over what they have now. Last night, and we'll get to the Mets in a second, and I'll rip his Drubal Cabrera. Don't worry. Don't worry. Because the last time I was on a Saturday, I think that's what I was doing for the last half hour of the show. Because I was on during a Met game. I think that was 2 weeks ago. Or maybe it was 3 weeks ago. I don't remember. But I was on during a Met game, and as Drubal couldn't make any play at shortstop. So I'll get to him in a second. But last night, in the Met-Giant game, you saw 2 guys, let's admit it, who both would be pretty good additions for the New York Yankees. Brandon Belt, Lucas Duda. And I forget who I was talking to about this, Yankee fan. That was Ernie. Of course. Our producer during the midday show. And he was telling me, I don't know why, but I just don't want Lucas Duda. And I said to him, and I'm sure maybe some Yankee fans will agree with me, or they'll yell at me and say I'm a moron, and that's fine. On sports talk radio, baby. But his point was, I don't like Lucas Duda. I don't know why. And I've always had this feeling that a lot of Yankee fans just don't like Met players. They just don't, think of them as being any good. Other than the obvious ones, like the borderline Met player to a lot of Yankee fans, he's garbage. I don't want him. I don't want anything to do with him. And the truth is, trust me, we know the flaws with Lucas Duda. Okay, I've never been a huge Lucas Duda fan. I still think of that throw in the World Series, and he's incredibly streaky and all that. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but he is a guy that can run into 30 home runs a year. He is a guy that can draw a lot of walks. He is a guy that's an upgrade over what they have now. And I don't think the Mets can ask for much. Brandon Belt, I'm not sure if Brandon Belt's contract, I'd have to take a look. I like Brandon Belt. He's had a weird year this year in which he's only hitting like 220, but he's hit like a bunch of home runs. He could play a little outfield, obviously plays first base, has, experience playing in big games, that's for sure. And, you know, you think of a left-handed bat at Yankee Stadium, you get excited. Brandon Belt has not exactly played in a hitter's paradise. So I think a couple of reasons why this move last night of DFAing Chris Carter and calling up Tyler Austin is great. A, the quick fix that Tyler Austin can't be worse than Chris Carter. B, getting to see a young player, a part of your future. But C, short term, finding out if you need an upgrade. Finding out if, you know what, we're good at first base. Tyler Austin's come up, he's hit some home runs, he plays decent defense, we're good. Which could very well be the case, and ideally would be the case. Because you'd rather save those chips, those assets, to acquire a bullpen arm, considering Tyler Clippert is bordering on useless right now with the way he has struggled over the last few weeks. I wouldn't give up on him completely, by the way. I'm just saying, facts are the facts. He has not pitched well. He'd be the first to admit it over the last few weeks. Veteran guy, not getting rid of him by any stretch, but it hasn't been good the last couple of weeks, and Chad Green's role is obviously elevated, but they could use a bullpen arm, and depending on the health of CC Sabathia, Tanaka was a great sign last night. Maybe somebody for the back of the rotation. Now, let me get to his Drubal Cabrera. All right, the Mets won last night. Yippity-doo-dah, let's all have a party. They stink. They're going nowhere. I was very excited when I saw Buster Olney's report that said the Mets are open for business. Good. Everybody who's a free agent should be up for auction. I'm not selling Jacob deGrom. Congratulations to the Astros. They're interested in Jacob deGrom. Great. My response? Cool. Send me Altuve. That's fine. You want deGrom? Let's talk Altuve. Oh, you hung up the phone? Okay, we'll talk to you later then. Or we'll talk to you never. So, Duda, Walker, Jay Bruce, all these guys. Sure, let's talk. Anybody that's watched the Mets, anybody that's watched baseball knows, as Drubal Cabrera, with all due respect, can't play shortstop anymore. And when I've ripped him for his defense, I've always said it. Look, guy's a pro. The guy still can hit. He seems like he's a good influence in the locker room. I still would like him on this team next year, you know, as a super utility guy, as a guy that can, you know, teach Amed Rosario, as a guy that can play a little third base, as a guy that can play a little second base. But you would hope that as Drubal Cabrera would realize that his defense at shortstop has gotten far worse. It's been obvious to everybody. We've talked about this for over a month now. The New York Mets tell him, listen, Drubal, you're playing second base. Now let's get some facts out there. As Drubal Cabrera has played second base, okay? He's played over 200 games in his career at second base. He has not played third base. So I get it. Third base, it's a little different. Brand new position. Maybe he feels he would need a spring training for that. Oh, whatever. Second base, the guy's played. He played it with the Nationals. He played it early in his career a little bit with Cleveland. The guy has played second base. For him, who has been abysmal at shortstop. I mean, abysmal. He can't make a play over there. For him to complain about, oh, I'm a shortstop. They didn't tell me early enough. They tell you early enough. They're not sending you to the moon. You don't have to train for NASA. It's playing second base, a position you've played before. And oh, by the way, the team absolutely stinks right now. They're awful. You should do whatever you can to, A, not only help the baseball team, but C, not look like a complete jerk, because if the Mets don't pick up your option, you're a free agent. And I got news for you. You think you have value as a shortstop? You're not good at shortstop. Nobody's going to want you at shortstop. So if you want to think about yourself, which is fine, that's great. Everybody thinks about themselves. Think about the fact that you bring more value to yourself playing all over the place. And look, I loved his Drubal last year, and I still want that bobblehead, okay? Because that home run he hit last year down the stretch of the year, to me, was the signature moment of the Mets season. I love his reaction. I love how clutch it was. I remember where I was when he hit the home run. Unfortunately, I wasn't at Citi Field. My son was like a few weeks old, but he was passed out, drooling all over himself. And I remember it, and it was great, and I love it. But pipe down. Oh, I got to demand a trade. You know what? I don't even want to see him at second base anymore. Now, the Mets could just cut him right now, but the reason I wouldn't do that is because, you know, let him suffer a little bit. So what I'd say to Terry Collins, oh, you got a problem playing second base? All right, you're gonna ride the bench now for the next 5 weeks. And then we won't pick up your option, and then you're gone. And then in free agency, you're going to see nobody wants you at shortstop. You're bad defensively. Now, people want to rip the Mets, and that's fine. All right, I love ripping the Mets. It's so much fun. Like, I heard one of the last callers to Richard Neer saying, oh, the Mets, you know, they should have given him notice, or I forget what he said. Oh, they should have had a plan. Listen, here's what you can rip the Mets about. It's not about telling Asdrubal Cabrera you're playing second base, a position he's played 200 times in his career. That's not the rip. Here's the rip. And this is a bulletproof rip, by the way. Here it is. Hey, Mets. You're moving Asdrubal Cabrera off shortstop for Jose Reyes? Jose Reyes looks done. No. You should be moving Asdrubal Cabrera off shortstop for Ahmed freaking Rosario. Not Jose Reyes. And by the way, would Cabrera's response have been different? Can you imagine, like, the Mets call up this phenom prospect at shortstop and Cabrera whines that, I'm a shortstop? But that's the rip on the Mets. These guys are professionals. Their contract doesn't say shortstop. It says baseball player, $6 million a year. And again, I don't think it's unreasonable for the Mets to ask this guy to play a position he's played 200 times. That ticked me off last night. And I know he had a bunch of hits and he was smiling out there and he was having a good time. But that comment before the game, I'm asking for a trade, all that stuff, it comes across as selfish. And with the way this season is going, I don't want to look at him anymore. Because this season is not about him anymore. This season is about next year. It's not about him. So I guess you play him to get his value up, but you know what? How much value is the guy going to have when he's whining about the fact that he thinks he's a shortstop? Who's trading for him to play him at shortstop? Like, think about it. Go through the teams that are in races. Are the Diamondbacks trading him to play shortstop? No. Are the Dodgers, I know Corey Seager got hurt last night, are they trading for him to play shortstop? No. I know Trevor Story's had a bad year. Are they trading for him to play shortstop? No. Are the Red Sox trading for him to play shortstop? Ever hear of this fellow named Xander Bogaerts? No. Are the Yankees? DD? No. Torres? No. So come on. Oh, the Indians. Wait, are the Indians? No. Francisco Lindor. I mean, where are you going? Where are you going? That ticked me off last night. And it ticked me off because he's been so bad at shortstop, too. Like, we're all watching. We all see it. He can't make plays over there. He's not a shortstop anymore. And I tried to be compassionate about it, right? Like, hey, he's an older guy. His skills are diminishing. It happens. Like, it happens. Most guys can't play shortstop deep into their 30s. Most guys aren't Derek Jeter. I give Derek Jeter a lot of credit. Guy played shortstop till the end. I don't think he was great at the end, but I'll tell you this, Derek Jeter at the end was a better defensive shortstop than Asdrubal Cabrera is right now. I don't even think it's that close. So there's your night in baseball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.